for calling customer support. This is Lakin. How may I help you today?
Hi, my name's Rick Dahman, and through a CVS promotion, I ordered, I got the confirmation number, 25888-9951.
All right, and verify your address for security purposes.
Yeah, it's 509 Willow Branch Road, Norman, Oklahoma, 73072.
Thank you. All right, so I have an account pulled up here. I did see you purchased the pulse oximeter for $7.95. How may I help you today?
Well, I see a charge pending on my on the credit card that I used from you guys for $54.97. What is that about?
That's originally for the pulse oximeter. Whenever you sign up, it'll tell you like, hey, you know, sign up, you can get this for free, pay the shipping. That's just the advertisement part. Once you put your payment method in and it says you agree to what's called terms and conditions, that's what you have to read. After you put your payment in, you scroll down, click on it, it tells you that product is free. But if you don't cancel
That's in the real small print, huh?
Correct, yes. If you don't cancel within 4 days, then yes, and you have to pay full price. That's what you have to read. Because that's actually what you're agreeing to when you put your card in.
Wow. That's kind of shaky. Anyway, I can cancel it now? Or is it too late?
No, it's not. I mean, yeah, you can cancel it out for future, because it is a reoccurring, but you can cancel it out for future.
Reoccurring
mm-hmm.
for what?
The pulse oximeter.
No, I'm canceling.
Well, yeah, that's why you have to cancel it out, because it's reoccurring.
Well, I'm gonna cancel out my card too, to make sure I don't get any more charges.
That's fine.
Wow. So I can't. So I'm gonna be charged $54.97.
Yeah, that is correct.
Because it was
fine
print.
Yeah, that's what you're authorizing when you put your card in. You have to read that, because when it says
only authorizing the shipping and handling. I'm gonna have to get a hold of CVS too, because that seems deceptive. Okay.
But I'll make sure you cancel. Give me 1 second, okay?
Pretty shaky.
Trust me, I know.
Well, I'm going to call the credit card company, and I'm going to dispute that $54.97 also. So, giving you a heads up.
Well, with that notated on the account, for like I said, it's listed in the terms. That's what you agreed to, so that's what you wrote.
Oh, I got you.
Mm-hmm.
I hear what you're saying. I disagree with it, but I hear what you're saying. And you even disagreed with it the way you sound. Anyway.
All right, so we got it canceled out for you. We got the information listed here. Just have them give us a call and check your you want to write the cancellation or check it through your email?
Okay, I'll check my email. You sent a confirmation to my email?
Correct. Just give it some time to generate. And that's it. Next time, be careful. Just make sure you read those terms before you put your card in.
No kidding. Okay. Support by TopConsumerDeals.com. That's you guys, right?
What's that?
Order number 258923053. That's a different number. I got an order cancellation on that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, but that's not the same order number.
You're not going to have the same order number. Anytime they try to, whenever they try to bill you for anything that's listed on your account, you're going to have an order number. So when they cancel it, all those numbers are going to come to your email.
Okay. I got one with the right order number, and it's canceled.
Okay. That's what you need.
Yeah. Huh. Okay. All right. I'd say thank you, but I'm not really happy. But you have a good day.
Thank you for calling customer support. Have a great day, sir.
You too. Bye.